News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
People taking selfies with puffins on salty islands off the coast of Wexford or feeding the deer in Phoenix Park need to keep their distance or risk causing unintentional harm to wildlife. That's according to Richard Nairn, ecologist and author of Future Wild. Richard, do you think there's been an increase in people kind of not respecting wildlife, trying to get up close and personal?
That since the advent of mobile phones, everybody has a camera in their pocket, and it's very tempting if you see something as attractive as a puffin or a wild deer that you can walk up and take a picture in many cases, including closeness of only a few meters from the animals. And this has brought significant problems in certain areas where people are able to get close to them.
So what are those problems, Richard?
Okay, well, puffins, which are one of the big attractions, of course, of among the seabirds, they're generally seen as iconic for most people. They nest underground. Most people don't realize that. They nest in burrows, a bit like rabbits. And if people walk right up to the puffins, which are usually sitting outside the burrows, the adults, they can cause significant problems for the chick underground because there's just one chick in each burrow and the adults are waiting to go in and feed them a mouthful of fish. Whereas if somebody's standing on top of the burrow, it's unlikely the adult birds will go in. So research on related seabirds has shown that birds in areas which are heavily disturbed, the chicks have much lower body weights when they actually leave the nest. And this means that their survival at sea is threatened. And it's very likely to be the same in our puffins.
So your advice to people is just appreciate them from a distance, maybe without your phone?
Well, there is a paradox here because, you know, we need people to support protection of birds and other wildlife. And to do that, they need to understand them. And to understand them, they need to see them. So, you know, it is important for people to be able to view wildlife, but ideally to view at a distance. And a safe distance, in other words, with the use of things like binoculars, for example, which are really helpful, and you can get really close-up views. Or indeed, if you have a camera with a telephoto, you can take some nice close-up pictures, but from a distance. And that's the important point, not to walk right up to the birds and cause disturbance and mayhem.
I'm assuming as well, it's probably not very smart to take a selfie close to a deer, is it?
No, I think people don't realize that the deer in the Phoenix Park are wild animals. They're not domestic or not part of the zoo. And they can be dangerous in certain circumstances. So it's not wise from that point of view, but it also does cause significant disturbance. I think we also need to remember that it happens throughout the year as well. If you go to Sandyman Strand in Dublin on a fine day in the middle of winter, you'll see hundreds of people out walking their dogs, exercising and so on, which is great to have that facility. But the main problem there is dogs off the lead.
And people really people shouldn't need to be told this, Richard. I mean, this is just basic stuff, isn't it?
Well, it's the majority of people don't even realize they're causing any harm. They see their dog chasing birds, but they don't realize that the birds are on a kind of knife edge of survival. Many of them have flown from the Arctic and they arrive almost starved. And they need to feed intensively in order to regain their body weight.
Richard, we do need to leave it there. Richard Nairn, ecologist, author of Future Wild. I'm going to sum up. Richard didn't use this term, but I'm going to cop on. basically.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.